This is the Business English Certificate, Vantage 3, Listening Test 1. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman calling a colleague about a factory visit. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Sarah Williams speaking.
Hello, it's Mark here from production. Holly should be taking some visitors around today, but she's off sick. So I was wondering...
If I do it?
Exactly.
No problem. Who are the visitors? Sales directors again?
Not this time. It's the plant managers. There's about 10 from France, Germany, all around Europe, really.
And the program?
I thought you could meet them at 9:30 by the packing area. I would suggest meeting at reception, but it'll be busy then.
Do you want me to show them around the warehouse first?
I think they've been there before. Perhaps you could take them around the shop floor instead?
Good idea. What about after coffee?
The delivery yard, maybe? There's a lot going on there, and visitors usually find it interesting. I'm not sure they'd like a presentation, especially not before lunch.
I agree.
Thanks again.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the form below. You will hear a woman calling a recruitment agency. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, ARZ Recruitment.
Hello, I'm calling from Fraser Hill. I spoke to you earlier about a vacancy we want to fill.
Oh, yes, for the mechanical engineer?
Electrical, actually.
Oh, yes, sorry. I was looking at the wrong file. And you were going to check some of the details?
That's right. I think I told you the post was in quality control, but apparently it's in the design section. Someone's just handed in their notice there.
Okay. And is the salary still the same, between 21,300 and 24,800?
That's right, depending on previous experience.
Yes, okay, I've got that. And are there any particular requirements? When we talked earlier, I think you mentioned language ability?
That's right. We're export-oriented, and all our major clients are overseas, so that would be an asset. And we must have someone with a diploma, not just a certificate. That's the main thing.
Okay, that shouldn't be a problem. But I'll get back to you if it is.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You will hear a journalist phoning the managing director of Shipton's Foods about his firm's website. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Thanks for sparing the time to help with my article.
That's okay. You'd like to know about our website?
Yes. Who's responsible for updating it?
Our IT department's relatively small, and our technical staff lack the skills needed. So the work is contracted out to our IT consultant. But our marketing team had some creative input at the start.
Does the website serve its purpose?
Basically, yes. It's a big site, because of all the details we include of our products, and as it's primarily aimed at trade customers, putting up pages like the company history or annual report seems pointless.
Are you intending to use your site in other ways?
We looked into internet recruitment but decided against it. We're exploring online selling. I think that'll happen quite soon. Apart from that, I'm unconvinced of the benefits of further investment.
Could I ask why?
Well, the bigger the site, the more technical problems there are, and that impacts on staffing. Fundamentally, any marketing activity has to be cost-effective, and that's my main concern about the internet.
Well, thanks very much for your help.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 1. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.